From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
On today's program, Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, continues to deal with the theme of Bearing the Unbearable Through Faith, part of a series of studies in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. The first part of chapter 11 lists specific Old Testament characters who demonstrated great faith in God. Beginning in verse 35, there is a transition to unnamed saints, many of whom paid with their lives for their faithfulness to God. According to the passage, these heroes of faith chose cruel torture and martyrdom in order that they might obtain a better resurrection. As Dr. Cairns has explained, there are several possible interpretations for that expression as it was understood by those Old Testament martyrs. Certainly, those who died had an eye to eternal life. Also, they considered death for Christ to be infinitely better than what the world could offer. A third view is that those martyrs knew that all people would be raised, some to eternal life and some to everlasting punishment. In faith, they chose the former. As we'll see today, others were said to be tempted, that is, they were subjected to mental torture, which can be far worse than physical pain. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's meditation is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 4. Knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God. Many persons want to know their election before they look to Christ, but they cannot learn it thus. It is only to be discovered by looking unto Jesus. If you desire to ascertain your own election, after the following manner shall you assure your heart before God. Do you feel yourself to be a lost, guilty sinner? Go straightway to the cross of Christ and tell Jesus so, and tell him that you have read in the Bible, Him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Tell him that he has said, This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Look to Jesus and believe on him, and you shall make proof of your election directly. For so surely as you believe, you are elect. If you will give yourself wholly up to Christ and trust Him, then you are one of God's chosen ones. But if you stop and say, I want to know first whether I am elect, you ask what you know not. Go to Jesus, be you never so guilty, just as you are. Leave all curious inquiry about election alone. Go straight to Christ and hide in His wounds, and you shall know your election. The assurance of the Holy Spirit shall be given to you, so that you shall be able to say, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed to Him. Christ was at the everlasting council. He can tell you whether you were chosen or not, but you cannot find it out in any other way. Go and put your trust in Him, and His answer will be, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. There will be no doubt about His having chosen you when you have chosen Him. Sons we are through God's election, who in Jesus Christ believe.
Oh,
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and that you'll join us on our website this week.
I don't think Paul could have written about stoning without thinking of Stephen. Though he's not the primary reference, he must have been in the apostle's mind. I think I can see Paul as he pens these words. The man's mind goes back to that day when he was a ringleader and he could see the stones crashing into the angelic features of one of the greatest men of God the world has ever seen, and one whose ministry — this is another subject that I touched on years ago in dealing with the book of the Acts — but one whose ministry I believe was the first of all the early apostles and their helpers to begin to teach the very distinctive truths that Paul was led to preach to the Gentile world. Paul could see that stoning. Yes, others were stoned. Paul himself was stoned. He knew what he was talking about. He was left for dead after having been stoned. Others were sawn asunder. There's a very strong Jewish tradition that that's how the prophet Isaiah died. That Manasseh, the wicked king of Judah, actually had him sawn asunder. Now we come to a strange word. Others were tempted. Now watch where this falls. It says, some were sawn asunder, then tempted, then slain with the sword. Now that has caused a lot of problems. People who think they know better than the Holy Ghost and can rewrite the text of Scripture and tell God what he ought to have written if he'd only had enough sense. A lot of these arrogant critics come here and they rewrite this section because they say it doesn't make sense to talk about people being sawn asunder and then other people being put to death by the edge of the sword. And in the middle of them you put the anemic word, tempted. Doesn't make sense. How stupid men are. This word only sounds mild. The very point of it is this, that physical suffering can be terrible. Physical death can overwhelm the mind with fear. But equally, physical suffering and physical death in and of themselves very often are the easiest to overcome. But there's a temptation that is like putting a sword into the heart and into the mind that's far worse than anything physical. I've already mentioned to you that young man, the last of seven sons. When the temptation came, how difficult at that point to suffer. I've mentioned to you Eleazar. What a temptation. You can eat a piece of lamb, but you wouldn't die if you eat the lamb. Why not do that? Can you imagine the turmoil that the devil would introduce into the mind? You're a martyr if you go to the stake or if you go to the wheel or whatever for eating swine's flesh. But you're a fool if you go to your death for eating lamb's flesh. In the early New Testament or post-New Testament period, you have one of the most, I think, heart-touching stories of Christian heroism. The two historians all agree to call them frail women, fairly young women. One had the name of Perpetua, and the other had the name of Felicitas. Good names. We get Perpetual from Perpetua. She certainly has a testimony that lasts. Felicitas is a Latin word, not quite pronounced that way, but a Latin word that means happiness. These two young Christians, very young in the faith, in fact, so young in the faith that they had not been even baptized into the Christian community. That happened to them in prison when the elders of the church bought their way in. They baptized them and they had communion service together. But anyway, these young women were hauled before the judges. Perpetua had a little baby and she was nursing. Felicitas was about to give birth. Now they were ready to die. But you imagine the temptation. You remember, all of you mothers, what it would have been had someone come and taken your newborn infant from your arms. You think of how difficult it would be for you to choose for that to happen. When Perpetua would never give in, there was a tearful scene in a prison cell when her heathen father, the only member of the family unsaved, when her heathen father came in he wept and pleaded for her to give way for the sake of the child in her arms. That's the force of the word. They were tempted. She was tempted. No mother could feel, and even no dumb male could feel, to feel the sword thrust there. She went to the gladiators, handing over her child. She went to die unflinchingly. God honored it, of course. It's another story how the very gladiator who led her out was led to Christ and himself became a martyr very quickly for the cause of the Savior. Felicitas, in the labor of childbirth, was mocked, told that this labor would be nothing compared to what she would suffer in the arena. Her answer was noble. She says, "What I suffer here, I suffer. But what I suffer there, there is one who will stand with me, and he will suffer, for I suffer for him." She again to hand over a newborn offspring, make her way to the place of death. Tempted. I think, you know, that it's that temptation. It's the subtlety of the devil that makes it all the more difficult to do what's right. Whether you're saved or whether you're unsaved, the devil's going to use that subtlety to tempt you, to betray you into the wrong action. If you're in the meeting unsaved, the devil may well recognize that he's not going to get you down on the road to hell and rejection of Christ by telling you there is no God. He's not going to keep you in his thraldom by having you come right out and blaspheme the name of Jesus Christ and throw out the whole gospel. Nobody comes with a subtle argument, perfectly adapted to your weakness, perfectly adapted to your situation. He turns the screw at that time to keep you where he wants you. Man, flee from the most subtle argument of the devil. Embrace Christ. Some of you who are saved this morning, in the time of trouble and trial, are facing that subtle attack. I trust today that you'll know that perpetua-like stability, that you will say, "My eye is on Christ. Whatever the argument, I will not feel them." Some were slain with the sword. They died in the slaughter of the sword, literally. Now contrast that with verse 34. Some escaped the edge of the sword. Now they had the same faith. This is where the charismatics all go wrong. They say they had revival, they had miracles in the old times and the New Testament period and parts of the Old Testament period. Therefore, if we have similar faith, we'll have miracles. Who said that? The Bible certainly doesn't say it. Some of them escaped the edge of the sword, but others with the very same God and this very same faith and the very same honor that the Lord has for his people, they suffered death by the sword. This happened to Urijah. You read of it in Jeremiah 26. Jeremiah in chapter 2 abridged the Jews that they put many of their prophets to death by the sword. Nehemiah says the same in chapter 9 and 26, that they slew their prophets. Many were slain by the sword. Many wandered, were destitute, were afflicted, were tormented, wandering in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. Those were days of distress. That's too wide a reference for me to go through all the details of the Old Testament. You'll find that happening again and again. It happened to David. It happened in New Testament times. It happened throughout church history. When I read those passages, I think of the Waldensian church, the church of the Piedmont. Not this Piedmont, but that one in Italy. Think of them living in caves and dens and being hunted like wild animals. I think of the Scottish Covenanters. I think of people who paid the supreme price in order to be faithful to God. Now, they were driven from among men. Why? Because the world said they're not worthy of a place among us. But what does the Lord say? Of whom the world was not worthy. There's something here that I may develop next week. I may not, just as the Lord permits and leads. But I want to make the point now. Never forget it. The death of all these martyrs, the suffering of all these martyrs, was not a token of the judgment of God on them. It was a token of the judgment of God on their society. When God takes away the choicest of his saints, he is saying the world is not worthy of them. He's saying the world is ripe for judgment. You can extend that even. When God's church is faithful to him and yet is not seeing a mighty, powerful movement of the Holy Ghost, it is a judgment of God, not upon his faithful church, but it is a judgment of God upon the idolatrous society in which they are living. We would need to pray for revival, not only for the good of the church, but if God doesn't send it, it will be the damnation of the nation.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.